Today we wear the red vestments in honor of our Vietnamese Catholic brothers and sisters who shed their blood for Christ in the 19th century. We often forget how much the faithful Catholics of Vietnam suffered really for over the period of, you know, well over 100 years. The names of these martyrs were St. Andrew Dung Lac and his 116 other companions. Of the 117 martyrs, they were 96 of them were native Vietnamese, 11 were Spanish missionaries, 10 were French missionaries, and those that were martyred, these 117 over the course of the decade, the century of the 1900s, 8 of them were bishops, 50 were priests, and 59 were lay people. So we see that all the different members of the church were persecuted by the Vietnamese government at the time, whether it be priest, bishop, or even lay faithful. Most of these martyrs were beatified in the early part of the last century, but they were all recently canonized by Pope John Paul II within the last few years. What we know about the history of the church in Vietnam is that the Portuguese missionaries brought the faith to Vietnam in the 1600s, and the Jesuits opened the very first mission in the year 1615. And one of the kings at the time in Vietnam was anti-Christian, and so he gathered up anyone that claimed to be a Christian, and he said that unless you trample on the crucifix, you will be killed. Now, of course, the crucifix is one of our greatest symbols of Christ. It represents our love for the Lord and how much he suffered. And just as our American flag represents our love for country, and we don't trample on the flag because it represents our patriotism, our love for country, so these Christians would not trample on the crucifix because it represented their love for Christ. And so many of them were martyred. That was just one of the persecutions. We also know that there were three other major persecutions in the 19th century. Starting in the year 1820 up until about the year 1900, they estimate that between 100,000 and 300,000 Vietnamese Catholics were martyred for their faith in Christ. Again, we just don't hear about this and how much the church suffered in Vietnam during that century. Other persecutions broke out, and serious ones in 1847, other ones in 1862. In this, on the one occasion, they have records of 17 lay people were martyred, including a 9-year-old child martyred for faith in Christ. Now, as you know, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. That, you know, even in the early church, that's what's made the faith spread so well, was the fact that people were so committed to Christ that they're willing to shed their blood for the Lord. And the same thing happened in Vietnam, that after these persecutions, the church was not crushed, but it began to grow more and more. So by the year 1954, there were over 1.5 million Catholics even in the northern part of Vietnam. But there were persecutions, as you know, under communism of the church, and they estimate 670,000 Catholics were driven out of their lands. They had to abandon their homes, their property, possessions in the north and flee to the south. We do know that by 1964, there were still over 800,000 Catholics in the north, but many of them were in prison. But in the south, Catholics enjoyed the first opportunity for religious freedom that they've had. So the cross has always been a part, has been a long-time part of the church in Vietnam. But today, especially in the south, the church is vibrant and growing. Back a few years ago, when the representatives of the United States bishops returned from their visit to Vietnam, they said, "The church in Vietnam is alive and vigorous, blessed with strong and faithful bishops, dedicated religious and courageous and committed lay people. The church in Vietnam is living out the gospel in a difficult and complex situation with remarkable persistence and strength." So when when there is suffering for the faith, there's also an extraordinary amount of grace that's given. The Vietnamese Catholics that we have in our own diocese are tremendously dedicated and strong in their faith. We have a Vietnamese parish in our own diocese, and we cannot forget the hardships and the fact that so many of them shed their blood for Christ. And again, many of them because they would not trample upon the crucifix. So we, perhaps on this day, give us a renewed, the martyrs should give us a renewed love for Christ and the crucifix. Many people have the crucifixes in their home above their fireplace or in their living room or dining room or bedroom. And we should always cherish and respect the crucifix because it really represents our love for Christ and reminds us how much He suffered for us.